Fixing up a car, driving it again, searching for the water, hoping for the rain.
Good morning!
Morning!
Hey, hey!
Welcome back to another show.
Another
Highlights.
Amazing show.
Another week, another show. Oh, well, we weren't here last week.
Oh, and I feel like the week before, were we?
I think we were.
But I feel like it's been a while.
It has been quite a while since we had like a full good show.
So true. Well, we've got a great show planned for you guys, and we're just going to let you ease into some Coldplay, and we'll be back shortly. Takes away the pain, up and up, up and up. We're going to get together right now.
For the moon, trying to empty out the ocean with a spoon. Up and up, up and up. How can people suffer? How can people part? How can people struggle? How can people break your heart? Break your heart. Oh, yes, I wanna grow. Yes, I wanna feel. Yes, I wanna know. Show me how to heal it up. See the fire staring every seed. Angels in the marble waiting.
seen a Picard driving it again. When you're in pain, when you think you had enough, don't ever give up. Don't ever give up.
We were good, we were gold. Kind of dream that can't be sold. We were right till we weren't. Built a home and watched it burn.
If y'all don't know.
Hey, Charles. Welcome aboard.
Oh, my God.
Happy to have you here.
I'm stoked to be here. I've heard so much about this, and I'm, like, so happy I'm finally here.
So, Charles, why don't you start off by telling the fans, like, what were you up to this morning?
Oh, my God.
Like, how's your week been?
Oh, my God. This morning, I just came from an Orgo lab that usually takes, like, 3 hours. But today, we just walk in. He's like, how was your spring break? And then we leave.
Amazing.
And now I'm here.
Amazing.
Oh, isn't that cray cray? Right?
That's so lucky.
Yeah, and in honor of Charles being here, we're playing some Ariana Grande.
My favorite person, like, on the earth besides my friends and family.
Real. Like, yeah.
Real
super fan.
Oh, super fan for life. I've shown Jane and Zoe pictures of my Ariana Grande concert I went to, like, a while ago. Literally best day of my life. I don't think I go a day without talking about it.
When was it?
June 2019. 17th.
Wow.
June 17th.
June 17th.
Yeah.
First year.
Yeah.
Yeah, June 17th.
The Sweetener World Tour at Madison Square Garden. Literally cried.
And we
best
celebrate.
Day of my life.
When is she gonna go on tour again, Charles?
Okay, so I have her schedule planned out in my head. She's literally like in the UK right now doing Wicked, the new Wicked movies. So she won't be on tour for a little bit.
Whoa.
Who's she in Wicked?
Glinda.
Queen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Queen. Isn't she the best?
That's so cool.
I could go on and on.
I know.
Aww.
She deserves it too.
She does. Mm-hmm.
And now I'm just adding her to our queue so that if anyone wants to go back and say, wow, I love that song. What was it?
Wow.
You can check it out right here. Mm-hmm. Right here, right now.
Yes.
Of course. So Zoe, like you said before, we haven't been here in a minute. Tell the fans what we've been up to.
We were on spring break last week. So Tufts didn't have any classes last week. And Jane and I feel like we told the fans that we were going to the beach in the Dominican Republic. And we had a great time.
Yeah.
We went on boats. I went tubing one day. We sat in the sun. Got way too much sun.
Good stuff.
Dealing with the consequences.
And now we're back and better than ever for the last few weeks.
Really few.
Here.
We're almost there.
Yesterday, Tufts University announced that the Spring Fling.
Oh, yeah. We should play some. Don't tell them. Don't tell them.
In case anyone hasn't heard, we're not going to tell you who it is yet, but the next few songs are going to feature.
Oh, you're going to be hits.
Yeah. Because they're hits.
Oh,
they're
literal hits.
I'm so excited. I heard there was some hate going around about it, but I'm really excited.
Not the talk.
Word on the street.
The talk of the town.
Oh, I know exactly what I'm starting with. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to
be awesome. It's really good. I'm excited. It's last weekend of April, I think.
Yes. Mm. I'm so excited. I gotta get my outfit planned and everything.
Ooh.
You have it planned already?
No, I have to get it planned.
Oh, you have to get it planned. What do you think you're gonna go for this year?
I don't know, but I like the bright colors that I did last year.
Mm.
Yeah, so I
bright
love
colors.
This song.
Yeah, a little more Ariana.
More.
Keep it going.
Yes. And then
Bright colors. Definitely.
Some type of bucket hat I feel like is always needed.
Totally.
Yeah.
And some sunglasses is always needed as well for a day like this.
Yeah.
Some cool sunglasses.
Definitely.
I want to invest in some cool sunglasses. Not even, they're cheap.
Yeah. You could do that.
Let's just get some cool sunglasses, guys.
Get the maybe hearts on them or something with a smiley face on them.
I already have some heart sunglasses. Maybe I'll just wear those.
Yes.
So one part of the outfit planned.
Mm-hmm.
Check off.
Jinx.
Wait. I know. There's a 31st of March. So in 2 days it's April. Oh, April Fool's coming up. Should we start any pranks?
I'm definitely going to be pranking that day.
It's going to be
brainstorming.
We got to get brainstorming.
Yeah. We won't expose them on air, though, or else it was a prank.
Should I put some shameless promo? My TDC dance is April 1st as
well.
Yeah. And guess who's going to be there? Guess who got tickets?
Both of us.
Yes.
I'm so excited. Are you in Azita's?
I'm in, not Azita's. I'm in Maddie and Sammy's.
Oh.
Amazing.
Yeah
I'm amazing. So excited.
So excited.
Charles is going to be amazing.
Thank you. Wait, I'm so excited. I did it last year and had time of my life. So I'm ready again.
Wait, in case any of the fans don't know, what is that?
TDC is this kind of dance club where people who are not professionally trained or anything but have a chance to just dance and kind of go crazy.
Amazing.
Yeah. Tufts Dance Collective.
Yes. Real Tufts Dance Collective.
Love it.
It's hard to get into.
Oh, it's very hard. I had to do three or four applications for different dances, and I only got into this one dance, and I got waitlisted at three other dances. It's crazy. It's so competitive, it's so worth it.
I'm excited. I am so excited. I've always wanted to go, but for some reason, either I couldn't get a ticket or I had something that night. This is my first time.
Yeah, the tickets sell out fast.
They sell out so fast. I was texting people. I was like, guys, you got to get tickets, but you got to get right on it. You
have
to be
there right on it. I was so scared because I was doing homework or something and I forgot. And it was they dropped at 10:30 and it was 11. And I was oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. But it was fine.
Perfect. Yay.
Perfect.
I'll see you in the audience then.
I know.
Yay.
Amazing.
We're excited.
I'm like stoked. I can't believe it's happening.
Charles, we love this time to have a radio show because it's always almost the weekend, so we have so many fun things to talk about.
Yeah, like Thursday in college is just like basically the weekend.
Yeah, it is.
I think Thursdays are my favorite days.
Like low key.
I love Thursdays. Like it's the same reason why I love Fridays in high school because it's just like.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
It's just like that excitement.
Oh my god, I've never connected those two. Like a Thursday in college and like a Friday in high school. Never connected the two.
Same vibes.
Literal exact same vibes.
Totally. A Thursday might even be better, though.
I think it's better.
It's probably better, because we don't really have, like, classes all day.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know, I have, like,
one class. Here I am at 9 a.m.
I know, I got out of my Orgo lab, and I'm here.
Lucky us.
So, Charles, what's your schedule the rest of the day?
So...
Where can the fans find you?
So, the fans might find me in Orgo office hours at 12.
Oh.
And then I have a 1:30 class... and a 2:45 stats lab, and then I'm done.
Perfect. Good stuff.
That's good. And then is it the weekend for you? Do you have class tomorrow?
I have our gospel choir tomorrow.
Oh, obviously we have gospel choir.
Give us
our last. It's our last rehearsal before the performance. Oh my god!
And we're gonna perform.
Wait.
So explain. Like, what is this?
So basically, at Tufts we have an art requirement. All students. And so one of the most popular art classes to take, like, you wouldn't even believe how many people are in this class, like 250, is called Gospel Choir. It's with David Coleman, and we love him. And basically, we just, like, learn all these gospel songs. And he's, like, an extremely, like, seems like a very successful and established person in the gospel world. Because we're singing, like, a song he wrote.
Yep.
Remember?
He wrote the song?
Yeah, and we're singing it.
Wow.
And he's like he's very established and successful. So it's cool to be with him. And he always does like these cool lectures. About his personal life and like connecting it to gospel music.
And he's always like giving like a backstory on like the actual song itself and like where it comes from. And it's so cool.
So what are some of your favorite songs that you're gonna be singing? Also, when is the concert and when can I come?
I think
it's the 12th, I think, right?
Yeah.
Next week.
Soon.
Wait, is that the
2 weeks?
Two
or
weeks?
It's like the 15th. It's like
something.
It's like
mid-April.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's kind of sick because then we're done with the class.
No, then we're done. That. Yeah.
But then. Although I have to figure out some attendance thing because I was sick one day and I forgot to tell him and then.
Oh my god.
Were you really sick?
Attendance is like a big thing there, so.
I was sick, I swear.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe I wasn't resting in my room because I was. Whatever. No. Jeez. I was sick, okay? Anyway.
Anyway. Oh, so who's singing right now? The one, the only,
Flo Rida.
That is who will be performing at Spring Fling.
It's crazy because he has so many bops.
So many.
Bop after bop after bop.
But it's kind of interesting because they're all like featuring other people. So will he just like play the other people as like...
Wait, I literally thought this last year when Bia with like Nicki Minaj, I was like holding out hope and like the fantasy world in my head that she was gonna come out. But
can
like,
can you imagine?
I would have passed out on the floor, like literally passed out on the floor.
Yeah.
I love Nicki Minaj. Shout out Nicki Minaj and the Barbs.
Shout out.
Are you a Barb?
1,000,000%. There's no way I'm not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, is there a phrase for like Ariana Grande fans?
The Arianators.
Arianators.
Yeah, shout out all my Arianators. I love you all.
Shout out. Okay, like, yeah, wild ones, but I'm gonna switch. Sorry, I know they don't like when I switch at midway, but I really like
this song. Is so good. Arguably amazing. Is best song.
Arguably, yeah.
It's arguable.
That's something we could argue.
Let's argue it.
Should we argue?
You don't want to start arguing.
This is a great one.
But see, it's like, this is like so much like another person. So is he just gonna like play it?
I know, that's
and then
the
rap
thing.
Over
Yeah, like he doesn't really. Does he just like produce? Like, what is he doing?
He's a rapper.
But like, he's barely rapping.
I know.
Wait,
he's like, yes, I said it.
Sorry, Flo Rida, if you're listening. Sorry, you're amazing.
This is him.
Ooh. Yeah, like, can't you just
like he's so high.
You know that song, that old one, what's it, like Right Round or something?
You Spin My Cube. Oh, that could actually be the best.
That one's probably my favorite
Boots
one.
With the fur, shawty got low.
That was him?
And yeah.
Welcome to my welcome. House.
Oh, that one I remember. Yeah.
And can you blow my whistle, baby? Whistle, baby.
That's a good one. That's a really good one.
So many good ones.
Wait, and I'm going to play the song I think is most underrated.
Oh, underrated.
Are we going to know it?
I don't know, probably. Okay, next, Right Round. The beginning of this. Best Beginnings. Shout out, Jeremy. Best Beginnings. Add this.
You spin.
This was on Pitch Perfect, right?
Yes, and they go like this. If only they could see us and we were in the room.
You guys know what we mean.
Yeah, they know. Right.
You're really inspiring me to get some kindy after this.
Oh my god, I came right before here.
I know, I really want a bagel. Just like my mind where I'm going, the women, the shorties know nothing about clothes. No stopping at my Pirelli's on. Unlike my jewelry that's always on. I know the storm is coming, my pockets keep telling me it's gonna shower. Call up my homies, it's on and popping the night cause it's meant to be ours. Cause we ballin' and spittin' up Patron every hour. Look, mama, I owe you just like the flowers. Serve you the truth with all that goodie power. Like a number one fan. Don't open my mouth, let her talk to my fans. My Benjamin Franklin's. A couple of grands, I got rubber bands. My paper planes making a dance. Get dirty, I'm like, that's part of my. We building castles that's made out of. She's amazing, I'm fire blazing. Hotter than Cajun, girl, won't you move a little closer. Time to get paid, it's maximum wage. That body belong on a poster. I'm in the days, that bottom is waving at me like, damn it, I know you. You run the show like a gun out of holster. Tell me whatever and I'll be your chauffeur. And now, yeah, so that was Right Round, and it is a great one. Oh yeah, wait, now I talk. And the next song, which I think is one of the more underrated, is called That's What I Like.
I love this song.
Right?
Oh, I'm on.
Yeah.
There we go.
What you do?
I hope he plays it.
I know.
Wait, I love that. I don't know the song.
It's like,
well, it's a sample, right?
Yeah. From this one. Way after. Email notification.
Sorry, guys. He's so hype.
So
like,
hype.
He's just cute. I like it.
He has a good job. Like, if I were a rapper, I'd want to be a rapper on these types of songs.
Wait, yes.
This is so like hype. He kind of slayed his career.
This era of music, this is what Zach and I were talking about yesterday. Like, this era of music to go to college in was like the 2010s.
Wow.
Is so hype.
Wow.
So hype. But also, like, people are going to, like, say that about, like, kids in college in like 13 years are probably gonna say the same thing about us.
About us? Like what?
Maybe.
Though?
Yeah, like what? Like Ice Spice? No, I so agree.
Right?
Yeah.
Alright.
But they're also like millennials, so like.
Yeah, but like it works. It works. Wait, who else is performing?
Cheat Codes.
We'll play some Cheat Codes.
Yeah. There's that song with Demi Lovato I really like.
No Promises.
Yes, that one.
Yeah. Oh we got a Pretty Girl.
Pretty Girl, so good. Look, I'm not the Pretty Girl. Wait, are they like DJs?
I think so.
I don't know the third guy at all.
Oh, I don't know.
I looked up his like.
I think his name is Charlie though, so I kind of resonate.
Oh, yeah. We're gonna need to vet that before we play it on air though.
Yeah. Would you ever consider going by Charlie?
Wait, some people call me Charlie here.
Really?
Like, shout out Sasha and Mia if you're listening.
that was so close to the mic.
No,
too.
That was good. Was
but amazing. I'm going to fit first day, and I don't know why. Like everyone's asked, I'm saying my name is Charles, but everyone's like, "Oh, do you go by Charlie?" And I got asked so many times that, like, when Sasha, Mia, and I met, like at Fit Bowling, they're like, "Do you go by Charlie?" And I just said yes. Like, I don't know why I did. Like, I just said yes. And now they call me Charlie. And, like, their whole friend group calls me Charlie. And some people, it catches on to random people. They're like, "You're Charlie, right?" I'm like,
"You could be a Charlie."
Oh, hey, Charlie.
Yeah. But, like, some people, I'm like, "You've called me Charles since, like, the beginning. You can't switch it up."
Yeah.
But, like, growing up, you were always Charles.
Yeah, always Charles. Like, never anything. But, like, coming to college, I was like, do I, like, give myself a little new...
Charles is very, like...
Elegant.
Like Charles.
Mm-hmm. BT Dubs, here's no promises, cheat codes. And Demi.
Poot. Poot. If you know Poot Lovato, you're always welcome here.
Oh.
Oh.
Yes.
I just want to dive in the water with you, baby. Easy to fall for each other. I'm just hoping we catch one another. Mm-hmm. Oh, na na, just be careful, na na. Love ain't simple, na na. Promise me no promises. Oh, na na, just be careful, na na. Love ain't simple, na na. Promise me no promises.
Hey.
It's that time of the show for a PSA. And our special guest, Charles, is going to read one today.
Yay.
Your mother spends the next 10 years worrying about you every single night. Or your little brother spends 7 years without having his best friend around to play with. Or your little sister spends 5 years walking all the way home from school by herself. When you commit a gun crime, it's not just you who pays the price. It's your entire family. Gun crimes hit home. A public service announcement brought to you by Project Safe Neighborhoods and the Ad Council.
Very important stuff.
Thank you, Charles.
Yes.
Thank you, Charles. Needed that. All right. Well, we have... Yeah, no way to segue out of that. Sorry. Terrible. Yeah.
But important.
Very important.
Important.
All right. Well, we're still listening to Cheat Codes. This song's called Hold On. I don't know if people... Do you guys know this one?
No.
I don't think they'll play it, but I really like it. You might know the chorus.
Okay, let's listen.
Got a list, couple things that'll make you stay. I can see you in my head. I can see you in my bed. I can see you doing all those things we used to do instead. All the fights at 2 a.m. when you knew I was your man. The only thing I'm thinking about, I really gotta hold on. I can see you in my bed. I can see you doing all those things we used to do.
Yeah, I bet y'all forgot about this one. Thank you, Zoe, for bringing it back.
I really bet you did, because she's... Well, let's just listen, and then I'll explain it.
Train stop, red Nike high tops, listening to hip hop. While we were waiting, started conversating. Before I got a name, along came a train. Shop, tapping people's shoulders, asking if they know her. Every day's the same, it's back to the train.
Basically, I was on TikTok the other day, and like I saw,
sorry,
and I saw, and I heard the song, and I was like, I haven't heard that song in so long, and so I looked it up. Somewhere in Brooklyn. It's called Somewhere in Brooklyn by Bruno Mars. And so you look it up on Spotify. You can do it yourself right now.
Test it out, fans.
And you can't find it underneath Bruno Mars. Like, he doesn't have it on his profile. You have to find it through, like, an album of, like, 2010 songs. Like, it's kind of weird. So I'm just wondering, like, why he took it off his own discography.
True. And it's such a good one.
It's so good. It might be my favorite Bruno Mars song at this point.
Arguably?
Whoa.
Arguably... I wouldn't argue that it's the best, but my favorite, and that's okay.
Wow.
Death.
I don't know. I'm just really into it right now. I've been listening to it nonstop, and it's just so good. And I want to email him, honestly, and just wonder.
Email Bruno Mars?
Yes. Maybe he, like, lost, like, some of the rights or something? I don't know.
Hey, Bruno. Hope you're doing well. Just wanted to know.
Zoe here. He's great, though.
This one's a good one, too. Runaway.
Yeah,
baby.
I love this song.
I mean, of course.
It's so hype. I love his hype songs.
Yeah.
He's really good at it.
He's a
good
one.
He has a lot of slow songs, but his hype ones.
No, I like this.
You like Bruno Mars, Ross?
I love him.
Good.
Yeah. He's great.
Hikey's such a good, like, I used to listen to him before, like, my swim meets.
Ooh!
Yeah. In my headphones. Yeah.
Why not?
Hype up Charles for swim.
Oh, yeah. Shout out Badger Swim Club.
Badger Swim Club. He's even wearing the Badger Swim Club.
Oh, wait,
Club
I am.
Sweatshirt.
I'm wearing the Badger sweatshirt. I didn't forget about y'all.
Never. And they're deaf listening, so.
They probably are. Okay, I have a good Bruno Mars song for after this one, too.
Okay, good.
On last week when we were on break, Zoe and I were playing a game. If you're just like lounging around, I would name an artist and I'd be like, Zoe, give me your top song out of this artist.
Yeah.
She could verify. We did.
And we did. And it was fun because like we weren't looking at our phone. So like
yeah,
we just had to,
you just had to remember. Oh my god. Wow, there's so many good ones that I forgot. Okay,
let's get Bruno Mars.
This isn't my favorite, but do you remember this one? You definitely do.
I think I remember this one.
This isn't my favorite. I'm just playing it.
Okay.
Arguably.
Guys, arguably not her favorite. Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, wow.
Here, we'll listen for a bit.
Fancy car for these bright-eyed honeys. Oh, yeah, you know who you are. Keep me up till the sun is high, till the birds start calling my name. I'm addicted and I don't know why. Guess I've always been this way. All these roads steer me wrong, but I still drive them all night long, all night long. Are you young wild girls? You make a mess of me. Yeah, you young wild girls. You'll be the death of me. The death of me. Are you young wild girls? No matter what you do. Yeah, you young wild girls. I always come back to you. Come back to you. I get lost under these lights. I get lost in the words I say. Start believing my own lies, like everything will be okay. Oh, I still dream of a simple life. Boy meets girl.
Yeah, so this is Young Girls, Bruno Mars. And on the same topic, while we were off air, we were like, oh, who are some other artists like these who just have such hidden gems? And Charles suggested...
Oh my god, Justin Bieber's Journals album, like right before he did like Sorry and What Do You Mean? Oh my god, such a good album. Literally so many hidden gems.
This is Journals, Justin Bieber, 2014, 16 songs.
Literally...
2014?
Yeah.
2014.
It's
and
not
like
even a relevant year, honestly.
Yeah. Like who was it in 2014?
Ariana Grande.
Stays.
So never mind.
Never. Wait, why? What was
Problem, Break Free, One Last Time.
That was 2014.
All of that.
Really?
Yeah. That whole era.
We were little too.
Yeah. And that's when I knew. Actually no, I knew during when she did The Way.
Ugh.
That's when I knew.
I love The Way.
Yeah, but then 2014, she did Problem, Break Free, Bang Bang,
really?
Love Me Harder.
I take back what I said.
All of that.
I take back
yeah.
what I said.
Yeah.
I love her.
She takes it back. All right, so let's see if Charles was right, and we'll play some Journals. Justin Bieber. Which one do you want? Heartbreaker?
Heartbreaker.
Or the big...
Heartbreaker's really good.
Heartbreaker. Here it is. All right, we'll finish. No, sorry, Bruno Mars. Here's Heartbreaker.
Girl, you don't know how I feel.
Should we let them listen for a minute?
Yeah, let them listen.
Alright, we'll be back in a minute.
Any chance you could take my call? If I got you today, you say that you don't want to talk, but it's cool. I've been thinking about you all day long, hoping you pick up your phone. I know that I don't wanna lose your love. Oh baby, oh baby, oh baby. Oh girl, I got a secret place that we can go. Cause I really wanna be my heart's breaking.
chance you could stay right here. Never go away. You say that you don't wanna talk, but it's cool. I've been thinking about you all day long, hoping you pick up your phone. I know that I don't wanna lose your love. Oh baby, oh baby, oh baby. Oh girl, I got a secret place that we can go.
Secret place that we can go.
'Cause I really wanna be alone.
Trying to say is, and what I hope you understand is, despite of all the imperfections of who I am, I still want to be a man. I know it hasn't been easy for us to talk with everyone being around, but this is personal, this is for me and you, and I want you to know that I still love you. And other seasons may change, but sometimes love goes from sunshine to rain. But I'm under this umbrella and I'm calling your name. And you know I don't wanna lose that. But I still believe in it.
It's a habit. Don't get caught up in traffic. I heard that it's hazardous. Storming outside. Let's do that on a mattress.
I just keep asking, is it real? Is it real? Look, tell me, is it real? Yeah, real enough to go and get it tatted. Give you flowers. Now you look like you want a pageant. I can take it to the crib, condo, or the cabin. What's up? If you make it, I can make it.
By myself sometimes to give my mind some space. Yeah, I know that it hurts when I push your love away. I hate myself when I tell you lies so your heart won't break. Yeah, I know that I made my fair share of mistakes. Sometimes I don't know why you love me. Sometimes
sometimes I don't know why you care. Take me with the good and the ugly. Say I'm not going.
It's no surprise, and I tell you all the time. When life gets way too hard, I'll meet you in the stars. You know I will. I'll keep you near, so wipe away the tears. Yeah, sometimes I don't know why you love me. Sometimes I don't know why you care. Take me with the good and the ugly. Say I'm not going anywhere. Take me as I am. Swear I'd do the best I can.
Great song.
That is a great song.
It's such a good song.
Thanks, Justin. And, well, this hour flew by.
Wait, it's so
We've got about so 7 minutes left before Frank Rossano Radio. Stay tuned. It's going to be a great show after this.
Mm-hmm.
Stay listening. And, yeah, so we see out the window of the WMFO station that people are starting to wake up, kids are heading to classes, and it's a sunny day, and we're going to round it out with some Quinn.
And did you know that Quinn performed at the 2018?
Yeah.
2018 Spring
Fest?
Really?
And he wasn't even the headliner.
That's insane.
Like, I don't know how popular he was.
I feel like he kind of was.
Yeah.
He was
a little indie.
Yeah.
Not indie, but underground.
Yeah. And now he's selling out MGM.
Wow.
This is one of my favorite Quinn songs.
Me too. I love this album. Yeah. You can call me anything or anything. Zoe and I are seeing Quinn in concert.
Yep. May 5th.
I feel like we told the fans that.
Def.
We're just getting excited. Yep. So what else do we have going on? You guys have a lot of work today, or?
Oh, I got so much work.
Me too. Yeah, gotta get to it.
Like what?
I have like stats homework.
I have an assignment. It was like to read this article for my psych of language class, but it is the most confusing article I've ever read. Like,
try to explain it, please.
No.
Okay. Oh. No.
I spent like 5 hours yesterday just trying to understand it. And then I had to like write it up. And like,
wow.
It was so hard. And I worked with my friend, Maddie. Shout out Maddie. She's definitely not listening. We worked on it together and it was just so hard. But whatever. And so I have to finish that for 1:30 today. And I'm almost done. And then I have a test.
Exam today? Oh,
an exam.
In
so
what?
I have to study for that developmental psych.
Dev psych.
And then I have a test next week on Tuesday, so I have to start studying for that.
Whoa.
Oh, it's so annoying. Do you guys also vibe with the fact that like you feel like you have so much work 1 week and then you're like pretty chill?
I so vibe.
Next 2 weeks. Like I have nothing for like 3 weeks and then 1 week I have actually everything.
Yeah.
Wait, so
Someone stagger it a little bit, please.
I know. What are they doing to us?
I don't know.
Well, thank you everyone for listening. We got some of our usual listeners coming on, some newer listeners. Thank you, Dara, for tuning in. Shout out my sister Hannah's tuning in.
Shout out Hannah.
Charles sends love.
Of course I do.
And we're going to round it out with some Quinn. And
signing off.
Jane,
Zoe,
and Charles.
This is Jane, Zoe, and Charles, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio! Exclamation point! Thank you. Stay tuned.
Bye.
Goodbye. Yeah. Have a good weekend.
Yes.
Have a
good weekend. Good weekend.
Nice, Zoe.
Go on, and you know I got you in my mind. In the chemistry that I combine, sis, a melody that's singing, you're not fine, but they can't hear me out. So I'm in a rapid conversation to know if this is any normal sensation. The internet saying I'm temptatious, and they can't hear me shout. And yeah, I know my world's burning down. Where to run? Who to call? Even though my world's burning down, I know I can get through the fall. Cause life must go on. One blink and it's all gone. I said life must go on. Even when you know it's all wrong. Whether you're high, whether you're low, gotta keep on, be a part of the show. I said life must go on. Go on, and you know I got you.
Everything keeps on changing.
One blink, then it's all gone. I said life must go on. Even when you know it's all wrong. Whether you're high, whether you're low, gotta keep on, be a part of the show. I said life must go on. Go on, and you know I got you. Life must go on.
Life goes on.
One blink, then it's all gone. I said life must go on. Even when you know it's all wrong.
Of rock, seasons, the adjustments, signs of change. I can see now, she said, taxi. Now that light is all I can take. This storm brings strange loyalties.